Peter, it's been a pretty interesting offseason for the Eagles. Your take?
To say the least. I don't know. You know, when does news not happen with the Eagles in the offseason? You know, and but I sort of look at, you know, I had a very interesting conversation with Jimmy Johnson, who I guess has talked to Chip several times, you know, about various things, the draft mostly, I think. And what I find that I just can't get away from is that those two guys are two peas in a pod. And, you know, I've been telling people, yeah, I remember when Jimmy Johnson, and I have to always say to myself, that was 25 years ago. I mean, that was a quarter century ago. So, you know, if you're like a fan of a certain age, you know, like I am, you would remember all this Jimmy Johnson stuff. But half the fans who love the Eagles probably say, I've heard of Jimmy Johnson, but I don't really know anything about this. But they're so similar. They basically are all about doing what you believe in and not caring what the outside world thinks about what you're doing. And he clearly has a vision, thought that Sam Bradford was going to be going to have a much better downfield arm and a more accurate downfield arm, and probably was a little bit more of a quick twitch guy than Nick Foles was. So he made a pretty gutsy move.
Many gutsy moves, trading LeSean McCoy. Jeremy Maclin goes to Kansas City. Last year, DeSean Jackson leaves after the Eagles cut him. I mean, have you seen a team, and you compare him to Jimmy Johnson, a team that take this many of its frontline players and turn it over so quickly?
I have not seen in recent years, especially. See, I mean, if you're Chip Kelly, if you watch all these moves, Dave, you look at Chip and you say, okay, I won double digits my first 2 years in the NFL. That's pretty good. But, you know, we have a ceiling with the people we have on this team. And we're going to have to make some decisions that maybe in and of themselves don't look like smart decisions, but taken as a whole, we think are going to be smart. I think his most controversial decision really has been DeMarco Murray and paying him what he paid him, just because the track record for running backs who run that many times in a year in succeeding years is not good. And so, but you have to just say, it's like when I was talking to Jimmy, he said, look, you have to say, we hired Chip, we bought into his way, it's his ball, and he's going to use it the way he wants. You know, we're not going to know for a couple of years what the results are going to be, but you know, I applaud him for having the guts to look at his team and say, you know, we're good, but I don't know if we're great as we're presently constituted, and I'm going to try to be great.
Before the injuries, what kind of quarterback was Sam Bradford? Was he on the way to being an upper echelon elite quarterback?
I don't think he played enough for us to know that. I mean, Sam Bradford had some very good games, but he didn't have a consistent stretch of games where you say, this guy's the no-doubt guy. Like, I believe that if he had had a stretch of 12, 14, 16 games where he played at a very high level, I think the Rams would have bitten the bullet this offseason and say, we're going to hang on to him. We're not going to trade him no matter what the offer is. But I think the Rams will say that it's all about having questions whether he can be on the field. But for the Rams, it had to be the fact that they never saw the consistency that would make him a top five, top seven quarterback, which you would think that if you're the first pick in the draft, that's what you're buying. So there's still that question mark. It's not just can he stay healthy. It's that, you know, can he play on the Tony Romo level in the NFCs? Can he play like Eli Manning can play down the stretch? And that's what he has to do for this trade to be a success.
So last question, when you look at the Eagles as we stand here at the end of March, what do you see?
I think they're a better team, but, you know, I'm reminded when I saw the Byron Maxwell contract, I'm reminded of what George Young once said, the late Giants general manager, players don't play better if you pay them more money. That would be my big cautionary tale. You know, I don't think that the Eagles secondary right now is fixed. You know, It's better, but is it fixed? I don't think so. And, you know, you have to understand, in my opinion anyway, that you know, the Eagles, as they're constituted right now, I think are still going to have to outscore people to play deep into January. Because I don't look at their defense as impenetrable. And I look at their secondary as still having, you know, some pockmarks. And so Byron Maxwell is going to have to play better than he played last year in Seattle when he did have some injury problems. But he's going to have to play better than he played last year for that deal to be smart.
Thanks, Peter.
All right, Dave.